Swaha, hello, this is my third time at Dharma Mountain. So I just wanted to say hi, introduce myself and thank you for the invitation. Where is Victoria? Hi. You have been here three times now? This is the first time you, right?
Yeah.
I see you're still new because you don't really know how to write, no? You just say hi, hello, like this. It's just very on the surface. Huh? One step at a time. It's very good you take this step, but that is what they say, everybody says that, no, hi, hi, hi. They don't have much time to start it, they say hi, no. Here, you have to find new ways, deeper ways, to meet. That is the first. And that's what you are longing for, that's why you are here. The third time, you say, I've been looking forward to coming back here to find the quiet of my heart, and I have found great support, inspiration and joy from listening to your recordings back at home and also tuning into your presence when meditating. Thank you. That's what you are longing for, Victoria, to come back. No, that's what brings you back, because something is touched. The heart is touched. So now you have to learn. This is my invitation. You say, thank you for the invitation. My invitation is to nourish this soil of your heart. Learn new language. Love language, sensitivity language, that is what you're longing for, to bloom. My invitation is always invitation, but then you have to, the work is to prepare the soil of the heart. And that soil is prepared, then beautiful flower comes. And those flowers, they communicate in new ways. It's scary to put my thoughts in writing, afraid that something might go wrong, get broken, falling flat on my face in shame. But I also long to make myself known and visible to you. So here I am. Good. You've been holding back, and now you can't hold back anymore. Very good. I'm happy. You have to have courage to come forth, not to show yourself. Courage is a must. Nothing will be gained without the courage. So that you have to sink deep into you. You have to be ready. Doesn't matter if something goes wrong, at least you have done it. It doesn't matter if you fall on your face, no? If you really want to go somewhere and know the train is going, you run and you fall flat on your face. You say, shit, but at least you did, you tried, no? You gave everything. That is how you have to do. So it's good, now it comes to the point that you want to make yourself known to me. And here, nothing can go wrong. That's the good news, nothing can go wrong here. Can you believe that? It's difficult, no? Difficult to believe. That's why they say it's difficult. That's why we play it safe. Hi. Hello. If anything goes wrong, just make sure that you know that you put it on yourself. Because as far as I'm concerned, everything has gone wrong up till now. You have been so full of shame, you have fallen so many times flat on your face, you look all bruised, you are afraid to fall, to show yourself. So what more can go wrong? No, you relax now. What takes time is for you to start accepting the good news. I'm not here to give you more shame, more guilt, more fear. No, I'm here to make you strong enough so you get out of it. Of course, maybe you have to face those things. Maybe you have to go through that in your own inner world, feelings, thoughts, conditioning. But that has nothing to do with me. You have to have the courage to feel you're strong enough to break free. So I don't know how you have taken on so much of this fear, of this shame, of this guilt, of this arrogance, I don't know. And who cares? But if it's there, start throwing it out. It's not needed anymore. On this journey, it's not needed. And to have a courage is not to not have any fear. It's courage is to do it in spite of the fear. So this is a very good step. Everybody is going into something new, something unknown. It's natural. You're a bit shaky, you don't know what will happen. That is natural. But it's something deeper in you that wants, you feel this is worth it to take the risk. Otherwise, in society, you never do that. You always behave just like everybody wants you, expect you to be. So it's very safe. You don't need to be worried. But now, this is the courage to stand up for something new in you. You have that intelligence, you have that longing. You want to show something else, you want to get to know something else in you, something more real, beyond the conditioning. You want peace, you want the truth. Then you have to be courageous. Because you don't know how that territory is yet. You have to explore it. I've been wondering about eyes for a while now. When I discover an unguarded presence in someone else's eyes as well as in my own, a feeling of connection, I get so happy and out of words. I would love to do more soul gazing like this in my everyday life. It can often make me feel insecure if I can't meet eye to eye, or I'm expecting to say something wise at the same time. Maybe there is an intimacy of eyes that isn't always appropriate. Yeah, this is also just ideas, no? What is appropriate and not appropriate? Something is appropriate here, and in this country, this is appropriate. In that country, something else is appropriate. Here, you say, if you the little children, if they burp or fart, you know, especially by the dinner table, then the parents, the family say, Christmas dinner, you can't do that. And in China, they are very happy. Oh, that's good. Good burp, a good fart after eating. That's good. No, it seems like you digested it good. Huh? So what is appropriate? Huh? It depends where you are. Then in different society, different things is appropriate, no? Here you go in the park in Scandinavia, and then in the summer all the women laying with nothing on the top, not taking sunbath. So this is all conditioning, depending on where you are. All this has to go. Hmm? But it won't go before you have gone through that. You have seen that futility of it. And then the second thing is that even if you have gone through it, that doesn't mean that everybody has gone through it. Hmm? So then that's the danger of being natural. Because then you will always be judged and misunderstood. Because people have all these appropriate things to do. Their limits, then their boundaries. And a look can mean so many different things and be interpreted so differently. I long for connection and closeness, but I also find it quite overwhelming at times. I believe my fear of rejection plays a part, as well as my awkwardness in owning my sexuality sometimes. Yes, if you are not comfortable with your sexuality, yourself, then how can you be relaxed? That will always come out, these things then. Whatever you keep down, repressed, will always come out in strange ways. Hmm? And this is, so many things is repressed for people, and they are feeling so awkward that they can't be natural. So first you have to become natural, no? And then it's the same with that other person. So you never know really what is hiding behind. The only way is to know yourself. Because then you are not, you can't get fooled. You can't get fooled with how they appear or what they say even. Hmm? You can see through it. That you can only do if you know yourself. Because otherwise all these games are going on all the time. And most of the time because they want something, you want something. Hmm? Then it's a different thing if you want something, if you are greedy, or if you are like a beggar, you need something, you want something, you want to grab. Then it's a different thing than out of sharing, no? That's what we are longing for. That is love, the sharing, but that people don't know that. Because they work from the lower centers. There is just, I want. And then many, many games of sweet talk. But all they want is wanting. Hmm? That is the animal instinct. So this can go before you have, that's the part of meditation, of going in. Then you start being more fulfilled in yourself also. Then, only then, when you have found something beautiful, then you can share them. How can you share if you never found any beauty in yourself? Then you always look for the outsider, or your interpretation of beauty on the outside. Like that is going to make you happy. It's totally futile, it never worked. And if it hasn't worked in the whole human history, you really think it's going to work for you? The first of the 100,000 years, you will be happy and satisfied? No. So, finding the truth, the relaxation, the beauty, the love in you, then you can recognize that in someone else. That is the only way. Otherwise, all the time, this awkward things goes on. And everybody interprets it differently. So, is the child in me, is it the child in me that is looking, or the grown-up, or neither? It's neither, because it's mixed, you're all mixed. And you have to sort out. It reminds me of a Sufi story. One seeker came to the Sufi master, and he had all these answers and very clever, and asked the master many things. And then the master just listened, and then he said, I will send you the answer with my disciple. He will come to your house. Just go home, relax. Tomorrow you get the answer. Next day, the disciple came and he gave a bottle that was filled of glass, of sand. Is it different colors? Red, yellow, green, purple, sand, different layers. This looks beautiful, different colors. What is this? And then it was a message. Take this bottle and shake it. Then you see how you are. Then he shook it, and then everything just became gray. Very strange color. That's how it is. Like that. You are not this and you are not that. So you have to sort yourself out. That is what I call the homework. You have to sort yourself out. You have to get the colors clean again. As it is now, you're all mixed up. The colors are there, but they're all mixed up. You don't know what is what. What is real? Are you this? Are you that? No, you are both and more. You have to come back to your clarity. I don't know, but as I am getting more familiar with my grown-up self, with a stronger connection inwards, it gets easier. That's exactly how it is. And it will get easier. And the good news is very possible that it becomes very easy. That's the good news, depending on you. You have started something and you see this already, that I'm just making it clear for you. If you go on in this direction, that everything will be clear. You will see, you will sort it out. Just be truthful to yourself. Can I ever grow out of longing for nearness and connection? Yes. But you have different sides in you. Because to be human is natural to be connected, to be near to each other. That is just human. But that becomes very natural and organic when you are natural. Otherwise, if you are not, then it becomes all these things on top of it. So it's very difficult to come to this nearness and connection. You follow. Then you have all the games. And that simplicity, that purity, that intimacy, that just coming close, the connection, the rest, is almost impossible. Maybe it's all about coming home, finding the softness and connection inside myself. It is all about coming home. But that doesn't necessarily mean you coming home and then you're just like a yogi, you sit there alone. No. But then you have awareness. And then you're not a beggar. And then even it's difficult to find someone who can just receive. It's difficult to give because people, they don't have much, there's all the games involved. But just to receive is even more difficult for people, because then it can't be any ego there. Just be receptive. And that is beautiful, when you have something you can give and you can share. This is quite a long letter this became. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being at home and sharing it with so much love and joy. Love, Victoria. That's okay, I'm happy you wrote it, Victoria. What else can I do? No, I'm just sitting here at home and sharing. It is not long. You can write. You can even write one more letter if you. If that helps you, it's okay. It's all about coming home. Because when you come home, then you are so at ease. You are so at ease. You are at home. That it is what it is to be at home. It's so cozy at home. That's why Jaitang wrote to me. He said he learned so much from me just being around, because he sees that I'm always so cozy. I just enjoy everything in life. So then I remind him or many people that it's possible just to have a good time, just to have a cozy time. No? It's like that. It doesn't matter what. You just enjoy going for a walk, eating, being together, being alone. You're cozy, no? How else? Because you are everything. You are a child of the universe, no? You are at home. It's very cozy. Being at home. Then you're even very happy then, if you can share that with people who understand. Because it's very beautiful to share, no? Then is even more joy, no? Sharing. That is love. And that's what everybody is seeking. And it's very difficult to come back to oneself, to that unity. That unity, when there is, you are just one unity, and you are not fragmented. And that is what coming home is. And that's what we are seeking with the other, a unity, a melting, emerging. But if you have that, which is very, very difficult to come back to, that unity. Then even more difficult with two. First you have to find it. Then if you're interested, somebody also is interested in that. Then there can be a sharing. Then very beautiful. No? That's just human. Okay, Victor. Beloved, it came to me very strongly that I have to take more responsibility for my life. I see that I very easily let my mind take control, creating tensions and worries and all other kinds of things that takes me away from this moment, from the juice of life. I need to stop more, to take time to meditate, to feel, to listen to satsangs. But since there always are a thousand things to do, I easily go with the habit of just doing, being efficient, and then I am totally blind to see the difference between what is really needed to do and what is unnecessary activities that my mind is creating to take me away from the moment. Or many times I know that what I'm doing is just a waste of time, wasting my life, my energy, and I still do it. Beloved, it would be I have to share that now, a few hours before the retreat starts, I can really feel how this Buddha field energy is being created. And it melts me again and opens me, as always. Thank you for creating this opportunity for us, beloved. In love and gratitude, Vimal. That is the habit, Vimal, no? But you see, what I'm trying to teach you is you can do both. So this, the old thing of being very efficient and doing things, is it difficult to see what is really needed and what is unnecessary activities that my mind is creating? So I'm sure that everybody have enough time. It's just that you fill it many times with unnecessary activities. You have to learn to do what is needed. And sometimes the schedule is very good because now you do what is needed. Then you have so much time and then you don't do unnecessary things. Then you have time to meditate, go for a walk, to rest, whatever. But the habit is you do what you have to do and then also you fill the time with many unnecessary things. Unconscious things. And then you don't have time for what is most important, to meditate, to come back. And that is absolutely needed. You need to have that time to come back, to meditate, because then whatever you do get a different flavor. You don't get so involved. Otherwise, people burn out. Because it becomes only doing, only efficient. And that you use different centers of your being. So the more relaxed, you have to understand this goes hand in hand. Meditation is not like an opposite of doing. No, it will help. You just do it more intelligently. Otherwise, you will go so much, doing so much, being so efficient, that you will get burnt out. Then you will collapse. Then you go to the other side. Then you just want to relax. Then you just want to meditate. You have to find balance. That's the art. Both of those is easy. What is difficult is to have a balance, and life in balance is how it should be. You should be able to do whatever you need to do, but also to go in, to take a break from all doing, from take a break from all mental activities, thinking. That is the art, and then you will feel fresh again. Then you will enjoy the doing. Becomes you coming from an empty space. It's like you always like to wake up. How would it be if you just sleep? You just would look tired. Both is needed. It's very important you do something creative, whatever it is. But the old habit is that you lose yourself in it, in the old way. You just become efficient. No, do it more meditatively. You can enjoy everything. And I mean everything. If that is a taxi driver, if it's a gardener, or if it's in the kitchen, or if it's taking the phones, or whatever it is. If you come from a relaxed space, if you have your center, anything can become a meditation. Because you have to do something. It doesn't really matter. From your center, it doesn't really matter. And if you're good at something, very good, because then it goes effortless. You know how to function out of that. And everybody has different things that is easy, that they enjoy. So the art is to be more meditative, taking care of that. That is the most important, because then you transform the doing. It's not like you shouldn't do anything, you should just meditate. No, that's just an idea. You cannot do that. You have to have a balance. Is it time to take a walk? Is it time to work? Is it time to sleep? Is it time to eat? That's the art. That is the most difficult, life in balance. I'm all for that. Be balanced. And then you have to, you cannot be balanced if you're not in the center, if you're not connected with your essence, with your center, with your silence, with your heart. Impossible, because that is where the balance comes from. If you are connected with your source, then everything comes from there, whatever you do. But this is everybody's problem, Bimal, so it's good. Now you see it again. You say it's easily, I easily go with the habit of just doing, being efficient. Yeah, this is the habit. It needs consciousness and seeing to break a habit. That's why I wanted to remind you, that is something you have to be conscious. Maybe it will be a little effort even to break a bad habit. Why is it so difficult to break bad habits? They are bad. Isn't it strange? And everybody has a big problem to break bad habits, and they are bad for you. But still very difficult. Why? Because you're so used to it. It's unconscious. Bad is just unconscious. It's something that you have become without knowing how it crept in on you. Now you start waking up, then you start seeing, oh my God, how am I functioning? What am I doing? Stressing out, doing all these unnecessary things. Then it takes awareness, it takes consciousness to start stopping it. then you see we'll have so much time doing creative things, just taking care of yourself, whatever that is, meditating, whatever it is, learning something new, it doesn't matter, you will have so much time. If you drop what is unnecessary in your life, everybody doing so much unnecessary things. You have to study on life. If you do that, if you want to change, there's no problem. But this is the thing, now you remember again. And it's not easy to break something that is because it's becoming a part of you. You say you can really feel how the Buddha feel energy is being created in me, and it melts me and opens me as always. Thank you for creating this opportunity. Yes, take the opportunity, Vimal. And it is the greatest help. What is happening here? It is the greatest help if you want to wake up. Otherwise, how would you wake up? You may be efficient, but you may never wake up, that's for sure. Everything is possible to change. And the strange thing is that you even become more efficient in what you are doing. Because you are coming more from a relaxed space, not from the mind, not from the habit. That is the art. And it happens often around me because people, they want to do the best. They want to be total. But then if you're functioning out from the old, then you burn yourself out then. Then it's no more fun. So this is the art. You have to stay in touch with that silence, with that meditation. You have to give yourself rest. Then you function beautifully. I was with my master 4 years, maybe almost 5 years, in an ashram in America. And we worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Yahoo! I know everybody has much more energy than you think you have. It's just that you are not used to it. You are just used to working on the minimum. You have no idea how many levels of energy you have in you. Because it's never needed to use it. So it's very good to push yourself sometimes. So you see you can do much more than what you think you can. And the second level of energy is much more than this basic day-to-day energy that you know. masters has been known to pushing their disciples, no? From all the traditions. Because you have to go beyond your so-called limitations that you think you have, your limits. That has to happen on all levels. You have to break out of your little protected shell. So many ashrams, many monasteries were working and doing a lot of things, a lot long hours, creating amazing things. Because when you start getting aware of it, your energy is in it. It's not like a punishment, this is joy because you are in on the experiment with the master, you trust the master. Otherwise, it's very hard. Gurdjieff was very known to push, to use this technique to push people, no? But not many people took it because it could be very hard, it looked very hard, harsh. So it's an art also, you have to have a deep commitment, a love for the master to be able to do that. Has to be trust. Otherwise you can't do that. You think he will kill you. So that is the art. Not be too soft and not be too hard, no? When we built the whole city in this desert in America, I was a lot into it because I knew I was testing myself. And then unknown energy was coming up. You get tired, almost exhausted on one level, then you reach a new level. Then you can go on again for hours, like that. Otherwise people always collapse, they get tired. Then they give up. Because you have never, when you have gone broken through, then you will see. Then you will trust yourself that you are much more than you think. It's just the mind, just the physical tiredness of the body, of the mind, of the emotion that hold you back. But you are much bigger than that. Then you will be grateful instead. First the master trying to kill you, then when you have the experience, then you see that no, he wants to give me life, new life. And that you have to have your own understanding. That's the thing, if the understanding is like zero, you don't understand anything, you can't trust. Because you are resisting the experiment to go beyond yourself. And that is the problem. If you trust, then it's very easy. Totality. There's many choices in life, but the biggest choice is like, what do I really want? What do I really want? What is the most important? What is the most important? That's what it should come to. What is the most important in life? If you take that decision, then you're very lucky then. Because then you're not more confused, not more divided. You have found what is most important. Then all your energy can go into that. That's the way of the sannyasin, of the Buddhas. totality.
Yeah,